Okay. My name is Sam Altieri, and this is my story. I've never shared this publicly, and I don't know how this is gonna go, but there's a quote that says, "What you don't share, you store." And I'm ready and done with storing the story that is mine, the story that has catapulted me into my dream life and creating my business and everything else that I have. And recently I've just been seeking for why. How did this all start and why? What is my actual story? And today it hit me. Why all of this has transpired. And I'm here to share this with you. So I want to just be honest. Trigger warning. We're going to talk about suicide, depression. We're going to talk about trauma, undiagnosed ADHD. We're going to talk about growing up in a household with an aggressive parent. There's going to be a lot, but I'm going to do my best to just share the general gist so that I can get this out of me. Growing up, I was a very, very sensitive child and also had undiagnosed ADHD, but I was a very sensitive child. And one of the core memories I have that my mom told me was that I was a very angry child. I had a lot of emotion. I had a lot inside of me. I had a lot to say. And I always felt like I didn't belong. I always felt like I didn't fit in. I always felt like I was too much or not enough. And once I finished college and I finished grad school, I accepted a job offer at a firm. My grad school professor offered me the job, and I said yes. But in the notes section of my phone, I remember writing down to myself, I think I just made one of the biggest mistakes. My whole body knew that it was a mistake, but I did it anyways because I didn't think that there was any other option for me. And so I worked at this job for almost 4 years, and during that time, there was a complete just, I basically was working twice as much as I should have been, and there was so many instances in which I felt completely taken advantage of. And at a certain point, when I was working like 60 hours a week and staying late and just feeling like, what am I doing with my life? I remember going home. I was living in Boston at the time. I remember taking the train from Park Street around like the Boston Commons, getting on the red line, or waiting for the red line, because the red line only came like every 8 minutes, sitting there waiting at the red line, just crying, literally crying in the train station, because I was so miserable. I was so depressed. I was so unhappy. And there was no part of me that wanted to be alive. I was so unhappy with my life. I was so unhappy with myself. I was overweight. I was unfulfilled. There was no part of my life that I actually felt like was worth it. And I remember looking at the train tracks and thinking to myself, what is the point of life? It's not even worth being here. What am I fucking doing? And that was the first, well, probably not the first, but that was the first moment that I can remember of actually not wanting to commit suicide, but having thoughts around, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. This is too painful. And I remember in my journal as a kid, I remember writing, and I found these journals, how I didn't deserve anything, how I felt like a worthless piece of shit, how I was never good enough. I found these journals of me writing this at 10 years old, feeling so unhappy, so miserable, so depressed. And it was in that moment, standing, looking at the train tracks, that I realized, I can't do this anymore. I can't live my life like this anymore. And I cried myself home for 20 minutes on the train, in public, makeup running down my face. Walked home, crying still, opened the door. My roommate Kelly met me, still crying, telling her, I can't do this anymore. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I really, in that moment, felt like I wasn't going to survive. I was in so much pain. So much emotional pain. The pain was intolerable. I couldn't exist. Something had to change or my life was going to end. And I didn't have the balls to end my life, for sure. So I basically just cried my eyes out. I remember going to sleep that night just feeling completely defeated. Like, I just didn't know what I was going to do. And in the coming weeks, my boss made a comment about my body. And she said, "You're a lot more fit than you look." And this shouldn't have affected me as much as it did. But as I even say that, I know that's not true. It affected me and it broke me. I didn't realize the magnitude of that comment, but when she said that to me, it just dug into the wound that I already felt. Like, I'm never enough. It's never enough. And when I got home that day from work, I remember being so angry, so mad. How could you have said that? Who the fuck says that? It's so fucked up. But the truth is, she was right. And it's why it made me so mad. It made me so upset. It hurt me so bad because I believed it was true. The next day, I decided that I was going to take back control of my health and my well-being because I had had enough of putting myself last, of working 60 to 80 hour weeks, barely making ends meet, having like $2 in my bank account. I was just so fucking fed up and sick and tired of it. And I just decided, I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start working out and taking care of myself. I have to. I can't do this anymore. I'm so fed up. You know when you hit that point of like enough is enough and it's just, that was that for me. So I decided to take back control of my health. And there was a gym that was close to my apartment. It was maybe 15 minutes away. And I remember walking in the front door. I had been to gyms before. I was an athlete my whole life, but I was never the fittest one by far. And I always had body image struggles. I always had issues with what I looked like, my physical appearance specifically, never feeling good enough. I mean, what women can't relate to that? Every single girl, like, it's like 90% of people don't like their body, and I sure as hell hated my body. And I remember signing up for the gym and walking in, and you got a free personal training session. And I sat down with this guy named Chris, and we talked about my goals. I told him where I was at, and I started working with him. I started going to the gym, I started going to classes. And I realized that this is what I needed. And he taught me the power of consistency. He taught me that if I wanted to really change my life and change my body and get healthy and get fit, I needed to be consistent. And I just didn't even fucking care. I was like, I will do whatever it takes to get out of this hell misery that is going on inside of my body and my mind. I'm so unhappy. I'm so unhappy and I feel like shit. I feel so bad in my skin. I don't even want to look in the mirror. I was wearing oversized clothes. I was wearing baggy tees. I wouldn't even let myself be seen. I wouldn't let myself be witnessed. I just felt so ugly. I felt so trapped. I felt so disgusting. I was so embarrassed to be at this gym. And all I wanted was to be enough. All I wanted was to be beautiful. Like, and I never felt that. And so I spent the next few years of my life falling in love with the gym, falling in love with fitness. I went to the gym multiple times a week. I went to classes. I started actually being excited to go to the gym. I started finding a passion for fitness. I started feeling strong. I started seeing my body change. I started caring about what I was eating. I started looking at nutrition facts and really learning about food and how to lose weight and not just how to lose weight, but how to be healthy, how to have a healthy balance. And I got so obsessed. with fitness and health. To the degree that I lost about 30 pounds. I looked amazing. And it was at this point where I was in my 9-to-5, going on year 4. I felt more empowered in my skin than ever. I felt so good. And I knew in that moment that that job was killing me. It was literally killing me. And fitness gave me the strength and the power to believe in myself and to know that I could get myself out of hard situations and that I deserved to be happy. And I decided in that moment that I needed to leave. I needed to get out of this toxic work environment. I needed to leave. And I felt bad. I felt like I owed these people something. I felt like I didn't want to make them the bad guys. But at the end of the day, it wasn't healthy for me to be there. And I knew I needed to go. And so I quit. I had the fucking balls to quit. I didn't have a whole game plan. I had some freelance design and photography work that I could start. But I just knew I had to leave. Because I looked at my boss. I saw what he was doing Wednesday night at 8 p.m. when I was there at the office. And I knew that this could not be my life. I knew that there was more out there for me. I knew that this was not supposed to be my life. It's like I signed up for the wrong party. I was not supposed to be here. And I felt like the universe was guiding me to get out, and I was just so scared. But my boyfriend at the time, bless his soul, I'm so grateful for him. He was the one that gave me the reinforcement and the validation and infused me with more courage to be like, just go for it. You gotta get out. You have to do what your soul is calling. And so I started doing freelance design work. I continued working out in the gym. I continued getting stronger. I continued falling in love with the weights. And the next thing you know, I had a friend at the time. Her name's Erin. I will never forget this beautiful woman. Every time I see her show up on my Facebook feed or wherever else, I'm just so eternally grateful for her, because she asked me one day in the gym about a protein powder. It was so simple. It was so simple. But she made me realize I knew something. I knew something, and I could help someone. And I told her, look, I'll give you nutrition help. I'll rate workouts for you. Let me help you. You can pay me like $100 a month. Let me help you. And she said, sure. And on that day, in 2016, my business was born. I turned my pain into my purpose. I was so miserable. I was so unhappy. I was so unfulfilled that I thought about ending my life. And it wasn't until I found fitness and movement that I actually was able to feel empowered in my skin. Like, I could actually fucking do something. Like, I was someone. Like, I actually had a shot. Like, I wasn't just this one that was born with a fucking defect. Like, I wasn't this fucked up kid that I always thought I was. And that I wasn't supposed to fit in. I was supposed to stand out. And that's what was happening. I was starting to stand out. People were starting to notice. I was starting to get all this attention, and I had never gotten attention in my whole life. I had never felt seen. I had never felt heard. I felt like I was an invisible kid who didn't fucking matter. In the gym and working out was the thing that gave me hope in life, that I was like, wow, I am worthy. What? This is amazing. And I was overflowing. People were noticing me. It felt so good to finally be recognized, to finally be someone. And Erin, bless her soul, I love you, Erin, if you ever watch this, she was the one that completely catapulted my career. I ended up becoming a personal trainer. I started studying for my personal training exam, my nutrition certification. I got both of those things. The gym that I was working out at asked me to be a personal trainer. I started taking on clients in the gym. I found out about the online coaching industry. I was like, oh my God, I can help people everywhere. This is amazing. I need to bring this medicine to the fucking world, because movement literally healed me. It cured me of depression, of suicide, of anxiety, of hating myself, of body image stuff, of feeling unworthy, of feeling like a piece of shit. I wanted so deeply to know that women could feel this way, and so that is what I went so hard on. And before I knew it, I had built a six-figure business, not even on purpose, just by living my life's work, my passion, which is sharing my passion for fitness, for getting stronger, not getting smaller, not getting skinnier, but actually getting stronger, actually taking care of yourself. And I went on to keep teaching and teaching, and my content online started getting, you know, shared virally to Yahoo and all these platforms, and I started getting interviewed, and everything was blowing up, and people started coming to me for business help, and how did you do it? How did you do it? And I started coaching women on business, and here we are, and I've almost built a seven-figure business. It blows my mind every fucking day because I'm like, holy shit, this is where it started. It started from this deep pain. It started from suicide. It started from depression and me hating myself. And what I want to share with you today is not all my business success and not all the accolades. It's that you have a story inside of you. You have something. You have a passion. There is something inside of you that you need to get out of you. What we do not share, we store. And I've been wanting to share this story for years, and I never felt ready, and I never felt like it mattered, and today just something hit me, and it does fucking matter. It matters. You matter. Your stories matter. You deserve to be seen, to be heard. You have such a big purpose here. I know that I am supposed to change the fucking world with my story and my gifts, and I know you are too. That's why you're listening. That's why you're watching. That's why you're here. That's why you're drawn to me. And I just want you to know that you are supposed to do this. It's on your heart for a reason. It's why you feel the call. It's your calling. Fitness was my calling, and now business is. And I don't even think about it as business. I think about it as extracting your soul gifts, extracting your story, using your voice, sharing it with the world, and telling the world what you have to say to free other people. I hope this frees you. I hope you know that you can have a life worth living. I love you. I love you. You are so worthy. You are so deserving. You are so capable. You can fucking do this. And thank you. Thank you for letting me share my story. I really pray and hope that this has helped you as much as it is going to help me. You deserve everything you've ever wanted. And I'm here to be your guide, to be your inspiration, to be the motivation to let you know that it's possible for you too. And that you didn't go through what you went through to not just do anything with it. You went through it to share it. Thank you.